This is Gam Chat. My name is Greg.
I'm McCoy.
And I'm Dee.
We're three Filipino gay guys trying to make sense of anything and everything in the world today. Welcome to our podcast. So this is our queries episode. We are answering your questions in this episode called You've Got Queries.
Oh, you've got queries. Oh my God. Sorry.
Wow, McCoy, you were just like, I just totally clocked out on us. Like,
I was trying to correct the document that we're sorry.
All right. Queries/hot mess episode.
I think McCoy was focused on his ArcWave box that he got from, you know.
ArcWave box? What is that? What are you talking about, D? What is that?
I don't know yet. We'll see.
You will see.
We'll see. Well, they won't see. I'm hoping we're not going to see.
No. So, yeah, that's going to be our future episode. And it's, let's just say it's a toy. So let me share how our queries episode works. Listeners send in their questions through DMs, on social media, email, or even leave a voice message through anchor.fm. We pick three queries questions and we just go in on it. You can even remain anonymous, but we will rename you with a tita, tito, or tita X name.
Okay. Before we start, a listener did leave a comment regarding our queries in the workplace episode with Dustin. It's Miss Gidget at Galv616. And she says, I'm so fortunate to work for a company that embraces diversity and inclusion. We have an LGBTQ+ business resource group, and pronouns are encouraged to be used on our email signatures.
Aww. I love that.
Yeah. Are they hiring? Just kidding.
Well, it's actually interesting that Miss Gidget shared this, because I am starting to see that on a lot of email signatures now.
Really?
As their gender preferred pronoun, yes.
I don't see it a lot because I work for a company that deals with a lot of traditional companies, old companies. So, you know, they're slower to move on stuff like this.
I don't know. My company is over like 100 years old.
Yeah, but yours is a nonprofit.
So is yours.
Well, so is ours. Yeah, so is mine. But mine deals with a lot of traditional industries. Let's put it that way.
Well, it's time. It's 2021 now.
I'm sorry. I'm like,
talk to your HR.
I'm like a minnow in like a big ocean.
Actually, a minnow? What are you, Gilligan's Island? What the fuck?
Wait, what's a
minnow? What are you, Skipper?
Like a small fish.
Oh, okay, because in my head it was like, what is it? The craft? When they, the one that they pray to? Minnow? Or is it minnow?
Oh, I think that's...
Oh, no. You're like, yeah, we all have a different minnows. I was thinking Gilligan's Island when it goes, and the minnow will be lost. Okay, so... And the minnow will be lost.
Okay.
And then Dee's thinking about the craft from the 90s when they prayed to like the devil called Minnow. Yeah.
I have to look this up.
And McCoy's talking about a fish.
See, a minnow is a small freshwater Eurasian whatever fish that typically forms a large shoal. So... Yeah, small fish. That's what I meant with all that.
Wow. No, thank you. Thank you, McCoy. But, you know, I was going to say this. McCoy, if your company doesn't do it, but you could still do it. Like, can't you just do it on your own signature?
I can't. It's very standard.
Oh, they won't. They're very strict. You can't make any changes to your email signature.
Yeah. Do they even actually, they actually do it for you? You're not even able to edit yourself?
They give us the logo. They give us the format. They give us the font. We just plug in our name and our extension.
You could slip it in a little tiny little like font that's like, you know,
I could.
Three.
Some people do have like at the end of their signature they have like a thing, like a saying or a quote or something.
And why is that okay and not?
I don't think that's okay. I just think they haven't been caught or they haven't been called out.
I would so take advantage of that. It's kind of like, but mine would be like a tagline for the Real Housewives, because you know I want to go like. Oh my God, that's so cool. Okay.
I believe that. And so wait, D, what would your tagline from the Housewives be?
Damn it, no, I'm under pressure now. What would it be? Something about, definitely I guess it would be something like, you can't mess with me vibes. So I have to fine tune that. If they ever had like a Real Housewives of San Fernando Valley, you know, I'll find. I have time. There you go. I have time until they get to our city or my city, okay. At least.
You have a lot more time. I mean, Housewives of San Fernando is not the most sexiest title. You know, like in Orange County, the Housewives have like an orange when they do like the promo video.
Yeah.
And like, what's San Fernando gonna have? Like, I don't know, dirt.
Greg,
I'm just kidding.
What would be the valley? I don't know what the valley.
I was gonna say something, but you cannot include it.
Like probably like porn. Since like
condoms, and used condoms.
The valley was like the porn like capital at one point, right?
Yeah.
It was, and then now they're in Florida. Florida is the porn capital. Like,
okay, I'll present my two hands, and it will be the arc wave. On my hand.
No one's going to know what the arc wave is right now.
They're going to listen. So that's how we get them, Greg. Shut up. Come on. I'm trying to set us up. Come on.
So basically, you're saying that for your real housewives of San Fernando, you're going to have a dildo in your hand.
Is that what we got? We'll find out soon.
Stay tuned.
So speaking of... Real Housewives, should we go into our questions?
Yes.
Okay. So the first one is anonymous, and I personally chose a name, and just imagine your tita that wears the pearls, and she's always made up, and she comes over, and she calls your mom, amiga, and she calls you hijo.
And then like the air kisses.
The beso.
Yeah.
So the name I chose is Tia Maria Consuelo Remedios Guadalupe López y Madrigal. That's
oh my God.
Tia Maria Consuelo.
Tia Maria Consuelo.
Yes. So the question is, what is something that's been done to you that you believe is unforgivable, but others might think it's not a big deal?
Hmm.
You need time to think?
I mean, okay, so I would probably take this first because I know you two would probably go in on this one more so than me. I don't believe any. I think everything is forgivable. I think I can forgive.
Oh yeah, okay, definitely.
You know, like I feel like I don't hold grudges personally, and so I think there's. I don't know what's unforgivable for me though that other people won't forgive. I think I forgive things that people are like, "What you? How do you forgive that? Like that's horrible." Come on, you two.
Okay, I'll give you something.
Oh, yeah, give me something.
When someone I'm easy to trust people, right? I'm easy to let people in. And if someone violates my trust, and there are degrees to it, some things I'm like, I can just overlook that. But there are some when they like push it like way over the line, and that's completely unforgivable to me. There may be a time where I could come to let it go and... I mean, never let you back in, but I can let it go. But violating the trust I have given you is something that's a big deal to me.
Okay, so an example. Give us an example.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
When someone close to our family, I'll go back to this again. When someone close to our family actually took a family member to court and involved me into it, to me, that's a violation because... The things that were said in court about me specifically were not true. They were made up. And you go into the... At that time, that was my home. You go into my home and get a court order to get me to leave based on the lies that you made up. To me, that's unforgivable.
I could see that.
Yeah, that caused a lot of trauma for me. A lot of self-doubt, a lot of questioning... things that I've done. And what I mean by that is questioning the fact that I let people in and I trust people so easily, and how the justice system could be gamed to gain something for yourself.
Okay, I get that part, but the question it says but others think it's like not a big deal.
Actually, yes,
that's a big deal. What you said was a big deal.
Well, like, some people have said to a certain degree that, you know, maybe what she did was justifiable. I'm like, justifiable?
What?
Mm. So, you know, there are some people that may not think that's a big deal or something. I don't know.
I see. Wow, someone told her that.
But that's not up to me to figure out why they believe that. To me, it's like, that's unforgivable.
How about you, D?
Okay, I think I'm actually in the same boat as you, Greg. I would I don't think there's anything unforgivable, but the way I see forgiving people is more of for myself to not carry that burden anymore. What's heavier is that forgetting that someone fucked me over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, same sentiment as McCoy, though. Like, I just learned to stay away or completely cut off that person.
Yeah.
Out of my life, but the process of forgiving is just more of like, so I can let it out there and just like, okay, it should not bother me anymore, or I don't want it to bother me anymore, or hold that like negative thing that just kind of brings me down every time.
Yeah, there's that quote you reminded me of about about revenge or like the, or not forgiving someone. It's almost like taking the poison first, or drinking the poison first. Because I know in my experience, I mean, I've been in so many experiences where people have like totally like wronged me in so many ways. But I felt like forgiving them was the best way to like release it and let go. But that's for me. It ain't easy though.
Well, good for you.
It ain't easy. Wow, McCoy.
No, I mean, like, I've moved on from this. And have I forgiven this person? Fuck no. Would I ever? I don't know. Ask me in 20 years.
Same sentiment as you, McCoy, though. Like, I don't think I will actually tell that person I forgive you. It's just more my thing. Like
I'll just...
Let it go.
Yeah, like, I'll just... I've moved on. Clearly, yeah. I've moved on. And I don't even wish her, like, harm. It's just like, whatever. Whatever happens to you, I don't really care. It's like that. It's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
If you have a good life, whatever. You know, the universe will give you what you deserve. It's not up to me.
What do our listeners have to say?
Well, the first one is from Rich, our friend Rich Flores from our episode, Gays Making Babies episode. And he says, slander my character. Others have said, it's not true, so don't worry about it. In reality, I would never want my name falsely slandered in a situation that doesn't even involve me. But I was brought into it because of association. Oh, kind of similar to me. Yeah, so.
Was he actually involved in the same case that you came to?
No, I don't think so. And the second one is from our friend Alfie. And, you know, she's a woman of few words. And she says betrayal.
Yeah.
So the next one is from Twitter. And the handle is I'm JC Santiago. So I'm assuming his name is JC.
Or Santiago.
And he's from Santiago.
Santiago, Chile. No, he's Filipino. See, because I have to translate. So when he says, when you leave and save your food in the refrigerator and you plan to eat it later, only to discover moments after that someone else in the family ate it before you could. If said family member was really hungry, then we could excuse that, but it would have been nice to be asked first. And then I followed up because I was like, oh my God, yeah. I said, yeah, super annoying, especially when you're looking forward to it. And he says, yes, family is family, but I was just hoping that they would have asked first because, you know, he's been saving it. And it's not like I'm, you know, we're not willing to share.
It's not like that I'm not willing to share, but the fact that they didn't ask and then they finished it.
Yes. Yeah, so they finished the whole thing. So it wasn't even like a let me taste it. It was like, let me just finish the whole shit.
See, This is what I say. That blood is thicker than water does not exist. Like, just because you're family doesn't mean you get to be an asshole and do this. Like, why do we use that as an excuse?
You know, so if I were to change this question a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be like, what will set you off that other people like, whatever, right? Food is one of the things that will just set me off. Like, If I was in this case, if I was JC Santiago, it would set me off.
Definitely.
Okay, can I share another one that's probably will set me off?
Go for it.
But it's so stupid, and I just put it away. Like, I can't eat on a paper plate or use a plastic spoon or like plastic utensils. It'll set me off.
Why?
I feel like the food, I have to honor the food by eating it on a plate and on metal utensils.
But what if you're like at a family party that's not your house? I mean, how do you handle that?
He will rummage through the kitchen, look through there, like
I will. You know, I would do that, seriously. I would do that. I'll go in the kitchen. I'll get the now fork and spoon, and I'll get a plate.
So now I'm rethinking. Remember when we had you, we invited you to like a family thing we had, and you came over. I'm like thinking, did we serve you food on a plate? Oh, no, it was like on a banana leaf, and you had to eat with your hands.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, so we avoided that whole.
But if you gave me a plastic fork and a plastic plate, I would like lose my shit.
Okay, but what if it was like a regular party, everyone else using like the plastic spoons and like paper plate, and they had no option, but they only gave you and only you the banana leaf, and you have to eat with your hands. Is that okay?
Well, that's different because if it's a banana leaf, like if there's a cultural thing. But here's to answer your question though, like if they had no other options, I drive around with a metal fork with my utensils.
Oh, that's smart.
I do. And I actually drive around with plates in my car, like little legit plates.
Oh my God.
Because I would lose my shit. I just will. I'm just like, that's not forgivable. If you.
You should change that plate to like a Tupperware because then you have a to-go box also.
I can't do Tupperware because it's plastic. I need to eat off like something with some weight. I got to honor this food. Like if a pig died for me.
Maybe Pyrex with a lid or something.
Yeah. Okay. I'll do that. I'll do glass.
Like at least two in one. You can have a to-go as well.
And I'll do glass. And I'd forgive it too if it's like, you know, it's eco-friendly, like biodegradable plates. Okay, I'll forgive that. But if it's plastic, I will lose my fucking shit. I'll JC Santiago.
Actually, okay. Regarding his comment, I've been on the other side though.
Will you finish people's food?
Because it would be like a motto. Like, you know me. Okay, you guys know me in ice cream. It's like,
yes.
Like, and he would be the type to like, I'm only going to have a few like spoon bites of like a pint of ice cream. And I'm just like, who fucking does that? So the next day he'll want it. And I'll just act like, I don't know. Someone just came to the house, ransacked everything. And like, you just took the ice cream. And I don't know. That's all that
happened. So, you're terrible.
It's like they only took the ice cream. Nothing else was touched.
How terrible.
Well,
that's so bad.
He leaves like a pint of ice cream like for like.
He does.
Well, you shouldn't be doing that.
I have a pint in my freezer. I got so happy. I'm like, oh my God, I just remembered I have ice cream. And I only ate part of it. If someone came in there and finished it, I'm killing people.
I agree. I would lose my shit. I would lose it. Lose it.
And when I said by killing people, I was just joking. In case someone turns up dead. No, you're not.
What's the next one?
The next one is from Chick, and she said, said, not done. So something that was said about her. She said, she's only a preschool teacher.
Ew.
And she's, yeah, I know, right? And she continues on. She said, some people think preschool teachers are glorified nannies who just watch your kids and play with them. They don't know the valuable things that we help kids learn and develop during their formative years. I think it's like the annoying titos and titas. Because the exact quote was, preschool teacher lang yan.
What does that mean? Like, maybe I'm not understanding.
She's not a nurse. She's not a doctor. She's not an accountant, you know, she's only a preschool teacher.
Like, I mean, they are the ones who's setting up the fundamentals of like, yes, you know, what you learn when you grow up.
Yes.
Yes. Statistically, a preschool teacher has a huge impact on a child's life for the future. Yeah. Like studies have shown that. Like it's crazy. Like, wow.
I think this just shows that here in the US, in the Philippines, I think they don't appreciate teachers enough. And the fact, you know, the stuff that they have to go through, it's a lot of schooling to be a teacher. I saw the test they take to get licensed. I'm like, oh my God, how do you answer these questions?
Not just that. I mean, let's talk about the pay.
Yes, that
they're
too.
Underpaid, and then they're dipping into their own pockets to provide, you know, like the like go beyond the curriculum that's provided or like that's, you know, required from them.
It's just so funny that this question came up at this time because 3 days ago I went to an open house for a preschool in Ventura, California, and I was informed that and it's open to the whole community. It's free, and I was informed that a lot of children that come to this preschool are actually homeless.
What?
And so this is a great opportunity for them to have a safe space in the preschool, to learn, to get food, to play with other kids. And it has a huge impact. And so preschool teachers, they're important.
So the next one is Kenny at kuma.kenny. And he's working on a new podcast titled The Broke Gamer. So it's going to be out, I don't know when, but he's working on releasing some episodes. So he says, dating someone for months and saying that they are not ready for a relationship, but in truth, they just don't want to hurt you or reject you. And a week later, you see them with another person.
So what he's asking for is just like
clarity,
and not, or like be direct.
Yeah, definitely. It's like, don't tell me you don't want to be with anyone, and then I see you with someone. It's like, just tell me straight out. Like, do you not want to be with me? You want to be with someone else? Because I can take it. You know, that's the whole thing. I get that.
I agree.
I get that. A lot of people, like, they drag things on because they're scared to look like the bad guy. But really, you really are a bad guy if you just drag people along.
Yeah, you're just wasting time.
So the next question is from Grayson Mimai from Wakan Lilingon. And the question is, if your family hates the person you love, would you ditch that person or go on with it? I wouldn't. I wouldn't ditch that person. It's like, I'll take their opinions and their whatever they have to say. I'll listen to them, but I'll make up my own mind.
Were you ever in a situation? Did that happen?
No, but it's hard. I have family members who's been in that situation, and it's difficult. It's so difficult.
If your family, and you're good with your family, mm-hmm. and they have issues with someone that you love, mm-hmm. do you first figure out, like, wait, what do they see that I'm not seeing? Because sometimes they're seeing something that you need to know.
Okay.
Right?
My family dynamics is not healthy, let's put it that way, at times. I have cousins who married people or who dated people that the titas did not approve of for them because they didn't choose this girl for this cousin, that's for example, or she's not the right profession, you know, she's not in the medical field, for example.
Does she just happen to be a preschool teacher by any chance?
I was thinking, oh, preschool teacher Lang Yan.
I didn't say that. But yeah, so it's like you are disliking someone based on your prejudice. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Like, if it was like a valid concern.
Yeah.
But this, my answer to this question is so predictable. We already said it earlier.
Yeah. I can answer for you, D. It's like, okay. Fuck no. My family don't exist.
I was gonna say the same thing. What family? I think for me, I wouldn't ditch that person. Mm-hmm. And I think I've been to those cases before. I mean, I don't think no one has outwardly told me they didn't like the person I was dating. I think that when I first started actually dating guys, my auntie did try to beat up my first boyfriend.
What? Wait.
And then he yelled at her, like, I didn't make him gay or something like that. And he ran or something. But I still dated him for like a year. So I guess.
But why did she attack him though? What happened? Like, what was her logic behind it?
So this is my understanding of the story. So my first boyfriend, I was upstairs and he was coming over. And he came through downstairs with the garage area. And he ran into my aunt and went one of the hallways. And then she just started, like, hitting him. Like, just, like, hitting him.
Oh, she thought he was, like, an intruder.
No, it wasn't that. She was saying something about me to him. And so she just started hitting him. But, you know, she's, like, an auntie. She's, like, she's not that strong. And he was, like, what's going on? And then he was, like, I didn't make him gay. And he ran upstairs. And then he told me the story. And I was, like, well, it's fine.
Okay, so she's trying to protect you because she thinks he corrupted you.
Correct.
Okay.
But she would have known it was the other way.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
What D? I'm gonna take out my hoops right now on you.
He says that as he has the arc wave.
Greg, you are like,
I was so innocent.
No, you're never, guys. You were never innocent. You are like Venom, like the movie. You have that thing. You have that thing inside of you that speaks.
Yeah.
Kill her like
really?
That.
Really? Yeah,
and you corrupt
I'm Venom.
People. Yes.
He corrupted me. I was such an innocent little, like, schoolboy altar boy back then.
Oh, yeah. Were you drunk? Were you sober? Like, when he came over?
You know what? I'm not going to answer okay. that. I'm going to hell get Venom on you right now, punk.
But, yeah, this question is, some Filipino families go through this. And, I mean, this like, in the movies.
Yeah.
It's such a typical Filipino movie.
You know, but I will say it is hard when you, let's say like, okay, their family hates the person that you love. The hard part is that you're in the middle of it.
Definitely. Right?
That's the extreme hard part, especially, you know, when you want to see your family and you take this individual with you, there's like tensions. Cause you know, like, especially titas, they will give you that vibe when they don't like somebody.
Definitely.
And you could feel it.
I don't even think sometimes you can feel it. You can hear it.
Yeah. But you know what I don't like, though? Like, let's say the couple have kids, and then the titas start talking shit about the spouse to the kids.
Yeah.
Don't involve the kids, please.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they got nothing to do with your hatred or dislike of this person. Doesn't help. Just makes you look stupid.
What do the listeners have to share?
I promise I was going to read this a certain way. I don't know if I can. I don't have the acting skills to do this.
Just try.
You just go on with it.
Yes, that's exactly what Christian said. And he continues on and said, as long as the person I love is not abusive and loves me back.
Oh my God, I just get it right now. I'm reading Christian what he wrote. It's literally go and an emoji clap.
Yeah.
On clap with clap it. Clap.
Exactly yeah. what emotion. D said. Yeah.
So D did it right. I was like, "What is D doing?" Yeah. I was like, "Oh, I get it."
It strengthens the, you know, the message. It's like really emphasizes like.
Yeah.
Damn, Christian, that's deep.
And then City Boy of the Stories I Wish You Heard said, "I think there's a way to keep both relationship going. Just build a wall between your lover and your family."
Oh no, no, no! We don't like walls here, Neil. We don't like walls here.
Wait, I didn't see that coming. I didn't see that. I swear to you. When he said, "I think there's a way to keep both relationship going," and then he goes, "Just build a wall." I was like, "What?" I get it though. I think this is more like, instead of dealing with it head on, you just don't.
This is joke long. Like, come on.
Is it really?
This is a joke. Look at that emoji face right at the end.
Oh, it's a laughing emoji. Oh, maybe he's laughing because he's like, I have no choice but to keep them separate.
Oh my God, this is like tear emoji.
Okay, it's so conflicting, but it makes sense. Because, you know, sometimes you just don't want to deal with it because you don't know how to explain it to your family, or they will never understand it, and it'll just put you in a bad situation with your partner.
But at the same time, you're setting up yourself day one to just be like, oh, this is the shit that I will have to constantly do for how many years until I do something else about it, right? Okay. So it's like you have to be really mentally prepared that, like, no, this is the course of action I'm going to take, and I'm going to stick to it as much as I can.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt here because now I'm thinking about this question. I was actually the family member that did not like someone's lover.
Wait. You are the lover that the family did not like.
No. I was the family member.
I get it.
I like how McCoy like rewarded it, because that's how he presumed you to be already, Greg.
I know.
He was even like, I'm not going to listen to what you say. Oh, so you're the one that they don't like.
Thank you, Dale. Just like, did I say this incorrectly? But
you were like,
it's you, McCoy. You're the problem.
Greg was like, oh, I'm going to tell you I'm going to be the villain. It's like, oh, no, you're the one that no one likes.
McCoy, fuck you.
Okay, so Greg.
So I was the family member that didn't like my brother's girlfriend. Or actually, the whole family didn't like my brother's girlfriend.
So how did your brother handle the situation? And
well, I think that as the family, we didn't outwardly like say how we really felt, because we knew that would be more damaging, and you didn't want to, I want my brother to like pull away, because people on my pull away or distance themselves from the family. So we didn't say anything. We did express like concern because the way he was changing, but we didn't do anything about it. We didn't put them as an ultimatum or anything like that.
But how did you feeling that? It's like, I'm curious.
It was stressful because you're watching somebody, you know, I think as a family member, you've seen this person evolve as a human and grow. And then you see them just all of a sudden stop, and because like, they're too much in love. They don't want to focus on school or work or anything else besides the relationship. And it's hard to watch that unfold.
But I think from your side, though, if you say that, if you said that the entire family felt that way, so it almost would be like, okay, so I'm not the only one. Like, it's very distinct that the changes are happening, and the changes are not good, not because just, you know, I don't like how what he's becoming. It's just like it's actually not good for him. So I think that that's a little bit more valid than like the regular ones that we're kind of used to with like the titas, who is just like, oh, I just don't like her because she's her. She's, not necessarily like she could be anyone else, but I just don't like her unless she's a doctor. Then he will like you more.
Or she's not light-skinned enough.
Ooh. Oh, Lord. Mm.
I've heard that. So the next one is from Kenny. And he says, it would depend on how the person I love reacts to it. If he would treat me badly just because my family hates him or her, I would totally ditch the person because there might be a reason why he is hated. Ooh. But if he isn't bothered, and I know we ain't doing anything wrong, then maybe the family is the problem. Yeah, you have to recognize when the family is the problem. I mean, there are valid reasons for disliking someone. Wow, this is difficult. I think you have to, how do you do this? It's like I was going to say, you have to take yourself out of the situation, but you can't because you're already in there. How can you be objective?
Maybe this is what Dee was saying about just also about just intention.
Yeah.
Like if the family or the Tita has like it's ill intent, you know, there's like this individual just because without no rhyme or reason, then they're not looking so much the best interest of them of yourself.
Yeah, because I mean, I've had those instances where like I question someone like, well, why don't you like him? I don't know. I just don't like her. Well, that's not good enough. Give me something that's concrete. Like, what is it that she's done to you that made you not like her? You know, because I mean, and if I give you guys a minute, you probably heard those same words, like by like elders that you've come across. Like, I don't know, I just don't like her. It's like, that's bullshit. Do you have nothing to stand on with that argument?
Unless it comes from your mom, then it's like, ooh.
But it also depends, because sometimes your mom is also unreasonable because she wants to protect you so badly that.
That no one is good enough.
No one's good enough.
Unless, again, they're a doctor.
You know, you're like you're her baby boy, and like you'll always be her baby boy. So it's like, not in these cases, that's different. We're talking about me and Greg.
You guys have parents that love you. That's
all. And Greg and I are both the youngest. Wait. Actually, I heard I'm not the youngest, but that's for another show.
Dun, dun, dun.
Anyway, so the next one is from Rich, and he says, I've been in a situation where the family didn't like him, and it ultimately didn't work out. Not because they didn't like him, but because what they saw. I was blinded because of my emotional involvement.
He was dickmatized.
Yes. We've all been there. I didn't want to say it, Dee, but thank you for saying it.
Okay, so based on what he's saying, they had a point in why he didn't like the person, and Rich didn't see it because he was just...
stigmatized.
Yes. he was hypnotized by the dick, so he didn't want... He was blinded by it, like it shot like love out from
it. Okay, if you want a more proper word, it could be like, let's say, what was it? Dick Namored?
Dick Amored? So we have Dickmatized or Dick Amored?
Dick Namored.
Yeah.
enamored by the dick?
Yes.
So that's more like, you know, eloquent way of saying it rather than...
There's no eloquent way say of you got dickmatized. But everyone's been there before, so I get it. I get it, Rich. I get it.
And then Chick says, no way, I will never ditch a person that I love only because my family doesn't approve of him. Life is too short to conform to anyone's opinion about your love life. Unless he's a serial killer or a terrorist, then I'd listen to my mama.
Oh, no, I'd stay with that killer. I'd be like, oh, you know this aunt?
Oh my god, D.
But it has to be kind of like the Dexter kind of killer where, with a purpose and like with a higher moral ground than a regular one.
He's coming back, by the way. I'm so excited. Yeah.
Dexter, the TV show where he kills people, but he kills people who are bad people.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. See, it's not going to be like the guy from You who's like obsessed.
Wait. I haven't seen that. Okay, Don't say anything. Okay.
You know, like, D, if we were in the same room, I would slowly like back away and get out of the room if you're in there. Right,
okay.
Now.
Remember, I told you I'm the type of person who like whispers something like, "Oh yeah, he's like that." You know, like. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, Greg, if you back down, I'm like, hey, D, can you give this name to your friend?
Like, slip me like a piece of paper with a name. Yeah, and for address. Sure. That's it.
Address, yeah, even phone number.
Going back to what Chick said, yeah, I think she is. Is it just she? Does she go by gender pronoun? She.
Yeah.
I think she's actually right about that. Life is too short, and if you don't want to miss out on love,
that's true. I mean, look, if you're gonna make a mistake on with someone. As long as you learn from that, you know, relationship, it doesn't hurt you too badly to the point that you can't recover. That's a different story. But everyone is entitled to make mistakes. And you just have to learn from it. Now, if you keep making the same mistakes over and over, that's a different story. We have to talk. So the next one is from Sir Red, and he says, we all have that non-negotiables, red flags and green flags. So it's a case-to-case basis, I guess. I just hope that I'll be able to read the sign when the time comes. This is in line with, like, you're digmatized, and, yeah, you just don't see it right then and there. So anyway.
But, you know, okay, I'm kind of curious. I don't know if I can say I've ever been in that position where, like, I've never seen, like...
Dick?
Like, oh. Blinded by it?
I have been.
Like, what is it? If my bank account is, like, going... Like, I'm thinking of scenarios where, like, what would have things that I've missed? Because you know me, I'm Snoopy as hell.
Like, yes, you are.
You guys can't even throw me a surprise party without me, like, trying to ruin anything. So, like... Like, I, like, always just kind of watch out for things. So what would be an instance where I know I'm getting screwed over, but I'm, like, not choosing to ignore it?
It's hard to explain, D. I mean, someone, a friend of mine actually said in so many words, are you digmatized? Like, why are you acting this way? Why are you not seeing the things we are seeing? And I said, I don't know. No, I'm not. Like, you know, like, I'm all in denial. So I get it. You get blinded, not necessarily by the dick, but you get blinded by how they make you feel and the emotions of it all. But, you know, when you step back or after all that, when you really take stock on what happened, you're like, my God, how stupid was I to even let this happen?
Okay, this is so, like, maybe, hopefully it makes sense. I guess the way I look at things is like, guilty until proven innocent, and you guys are like innocent until proven guilty.
Yes.
Where I'm just like, I'm not gonna fully trust you yet until you prove yourself that you can be trusted, and you guys are like, I'm gonna trust you until you prove me wrong otherwise.
Well, see, we're going back to question number one where I said I trust people easily and I let them in easily,
and me, I trust no one. TNB, trust no bitch. There you go. That's my cousin's tattoo.
So, D, let's just say that you meet a guy who, like, you're not married. You meet a guy who has the perfect credit score, makes good money, you know, has everything. Like, your list, all the check marked. You would still be like, I don't trust this fool.
Oh, yeah. Something's... I'm going to be like Google, Facebook, Instagram, like LinkedIn. like, I'm going to do my homework.
And what if it's all clean? Like, what if this is, like, the perfect guy on paper then, and on social?
Then run away because something's wrong with this person. No one is that good.
Really? Just run away? D, would you run away?
I would be like, it has to be a kink. What's your kink?
Yeah. Like, what is it? He likes to shit on you. Like, it has to be like...
It's like, well, if we're going to do that, it has to be in a toilet, so it's easier to clean. Like, what's his name?
Oh my god, he just gave me a visual of D like, oh, it's fine, it's fine. You got a perfect credit score. You can poop on me.
Like, who that wrote into us, right? He was like,
but yeah, Jasper.
Like, yeah, it's like, it's not going to be in a bedroom. That's hard to clean. I can't buy Casper mattress every month or so. Like, throw it in a bathroom or something.
On that note, we're moving on. So, hold on, let me just recover. So the next one is from Catmaster Earl, and he says, hate is a strong word. Why would they hate the one I love? Something must have happened. But if they don't like the one I'm with, that's probably because they don't know him like I do. So I will wait and take the time and effort for both my family and my beau to get to know each other. Eventually, they will be comfortable and enjoy each other's company. As with any good thing, time is a good component.
It makes sense. But how much time are you willing to give them?
Exactly. I mean, like, once you build the wall, just like City Boy said.
No, okay, realistically, like, you have to set a timeline. Like, okay, I'm going to give this a month. Or I'm going to give it 3 months. Like, how long are you going to wait? Because then the longer you stay
the longer
with them,
you wait, the more cemented the relationship becomes, right? Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. That's a good question, though. Yeah.
Okay. I love that we all have different perspectives. Because I was thinking, oh, this is really great. But you two are like, but how long? How much time? Right? And I was like, oh, this is so cute. Like, this is makes perfect sense. And then you get just like shit all over it.
Cute when you're behind the other side of the wall, like City Boy. You know? You're like, oh, I'm on this side of the wall. I can't see the mess that's happening there. When you cross over, it's like,
But I mean, I think Catmaster Earl is a really good advice, though.
No, you know, it is.
It's like to figure out, like, why do you not like this individual? Like, and then allowing time for your boo and your family to bond or get to know each other.
I don't know. I think to me it would be months. McCoy, what would be your like timeline?
A year.
A year?
Mm-hmm. That's a long time.
That's already a long investment.
But see, I'm very patient. Just like with my revenge, I'm very patient. I'll wait for the right time. Anyway.
I'm just nodding my head right now.
Should we go to the next one?
Please.
And the next one is from Alfie. Once again, a person of very little words. And she said no. And I had to follow up. I said, so you wouldn't ditch the person? And she said, I wouldn't.
Okay, so she had actual words this time. It was three.
Well, I had to like pull it out of her. But it makes sense. It's like, no. No explanation needed. So the next question is from Ross at @IamRossatron_SD. The question is, what's more accepted? Flamboyant gay with quote-unquote masculine features like muscles, facial hair, and bearish, or flamboyant gay with quote-unquote feminine features like slim, smooth, and twinkish?
Okay, in reality, the space and where we're located at right now, especially if you're white, it's more accepted if you're masculine.
Sadly, I agree with you. The society gives them a pass because they have, let's just say they're handsome or they're fit or they look manly. But even if they act feminine, they give them a pass as opposed to someone who society would deem as, yeah, he's definitely gay. He looks gay. Yeah. Like that. Like, he looks, quote unquote, he looks gay, and they act feminine, so they fit the part. People would not give them a pass.
Yeah.
And I think they would probably be discriminated against more than the other group.
And you know why I think that way? Because these are the type of people who would be given that phrase, like, oh my God, what a waste. Like, you'll never hear that about the feminine one that's really completely flamboyant, that doesn't fit that white, muscular, like, heavy, like, you know, like,
yeah,
that fits that character, right?
You're absolutely right, Dee. I think that's so spot on, you know, that comment of what a waste. Yeah, I think in general, you know, in our society, feminine characteristics are looked down upon or mm-hmm. as inferior mm-hmm. as masculine characteristics. I agree with you. I think that right now, socially, it's more acceptable if you have more masculine-looking qualities. And then if you don't. I was thinking, like, you know how we see, like, those masculine gay guys, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden they open their mouth, and it's, like, hella femme?
Yeah.
And you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
And then it kind of like, stops in your tracks. Like, yeah. What?
It throws you off. You're like, wait a minute. Let me just process this.
Yeah.
Yeah. But see, with that being said, aren't we also kind of discriminating against them because they didn't fit? We had this image of them the way they're supposed to be, and they didn't match what we thought. That's why we were thrown off.
I don't think it's discriminatory. I think it's prejudiced, you know, okay, a prejudgment on the individual. I also feel like it's a little bit of, it's safer to have masculine qualities and be feminine.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
I think it's harder for, like, femboys in this world, because a lot of either, like, you know, straights or society just sees them as inferior, or they're able, you could beat them up. You know, looking at even high school, they were like masculine femme guys, and then there were like femme guys.
Yeah.
And the gay guys who were more feminine, just by nature, they got picked on a lot. They got bullied more.
Yeah, that's true.
Or actually seen like there's limitations to what they can do based on how they act or how they present themselves, which is really, you know, just kind of like, huh? How? What's the limitations? It sucks. But we know what those limitations are. It's just like, I'm questioning why they even exist. Well, I know why they exist. It's just like more like, they shouldn't exist. That's what I'm trying to say, I guess.
See, I remember like in fifth grade, in the Philippines, actually, I had a classmate, Alan de la Cruz. I'm sure there's plenty of Alan de la Cruz in the Philippines, but
I was gonna say, what is his address and what year did you guys graduate? What's the name of the school that you went? If we're just giving details.
Alan was femme. Like we were kids, right? But he was, you could definitely tell that he was feminine. And I was people wondered about me, but they didn't wonder about him. So he was picked on a lot. And I'm so ashamed to even admit this. I would be one of the people that would pick on him from time to time so that they don't see me.
You shift the attention.
Yes. So, I mean, that was very wrong of me. And I'm not even going to make excuses for it. So, Alan, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and please subscribe.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
You know, you know, looking back, you know, there was a guy in high school, and his name was Sergio, and he was ultra femme, mm-hmm. Twink and everything. But he owned his femininity. When I went to like a high school that was very masculine, it was in a Latino community, so it was very machismo. But watching Sergio just flip the script on people, saying, and what? You know, I am femme, and what? And just be like, and all of a sudden, it's so interesting how he just changed the tension in the room in his favor. He was popular with everybody. He knew people. Everybody liked him, but he just owned it. And it's so interesting when they fully own it, they really change and break stereotypes or people's preconceived notions of what a femboy is. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, I mean, I look back at it now, I think femboys, femme twink boys, are actually 10 times more stronger than masculine femboys.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Because they own themselves fully wherever they are. And yes, I think we're all aware that they've been beaten up. I'm sure they get slurs. Probably more than us.
Yes.
Because they're just of their nature. And so they are 10 times stronger and they could kick ass.
Okay. Well, I want to the main question is what's more accepted, right? Because I found it interesting that our listeners had different opinions naturally. So what's more accepted? So Christian says, based on my observations and what I've grown up with, I would have to say flamboyant gay with femme features. Everyone knew they were gay since they were little, so it was something more easily accepted over time. Of course, this isn't to discount the struggles of all femmes, just simply answering the question based on what I've experienced. And then Rich Flores says, I think people accept more of the masculine features because at first glance, they may be intimidating, maybe. And then Kenny says, bearish for sure. It's not for the fact that they look more masculine, but the fact that they are bears.
Then they'll kick your ass.
Yes, probably.
Or at least you would perceive that they'll kick your ass. But a lot of these bears are hella softies, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you never met bearish guys, and then you start talking to them, and they're like hella like softies. We're like, oh, they would never get in a fight ever. But I've seen quite a few like femboys that kick ass. Like,
oh yeah, they would get down. Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah.
So the next one is from Camp Master Earl, and it says, "It seems that gay with feminine features are more accepted by the general public, but within the gay community, the first one is more liked, which is flamboyant with masculine features." Because I think within the community, we also discriminate against, how do I say this? Not discriminate, but we quote unquote prefer the straight acting. And I hate that term. But yeah, the straight acting is more preferred.
It's palatable in a sense, like it's entertaining if it's flamboyant.
Yes.
Just like the same concept as like, you know, if you're in the Philippines, the gay, most of the gay celebrities are comedians.
Yeah.
But if it was like taken account into like real daily thing, like interaction in life, it's not, you know. It's
or
not
even dating.
Fly. Yeah.
So the next one is from Alfie, and she says, traditionally and by society, it's the latter. And then Chick says, okay, from what I understand, this is pertaining to gay men who looks and acts like they're straight and gay men who look and act more feminine. I'm not sure if I'm right, but honestly, there's no difference to me. I have friends and relatives from both categories, and I never really cared for and noticed a difference.
Aww.
And Sir Red says, both are acceptable. Let people express their gender in any way that they want and they can. And fuck the norms. Fuck the gender norms. Let's all be comfortable with our skin. Let's all be fluid.
Right on. I'm going to share a quick story. When I was working for a theater company in LA, the creative director and his partner have a son who later on, you know, transitioned. But when the son was maybe, I think, 6 years old, he would love to wear suits and then put a princess dress over it.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really dope. Like, he would come in a brown suit. He would wear a brown suit. Then he would have, like, pink, like, skirt on top of it. And the kid at 5 years old, he was so confident.
Mm-hmm.
And he owned 100% of who he or she is at that time, you know? And it was really impressive to see what an upbringing in a safe household, that you could be gender fluid and fully accepted, and it didn't matter if you're masculine or feminine, you could be both.
I envy those people because I was never that. I was always the kid that questioned. I was always the teenager that was never sure. Even as an adult, I mean, it took me a while to accept.
Yeah, it's sad. I find it sad, you know, but it's part of our journey in this life. But I do find it sad. It's almost like that, what if we were raised in a household that didn't care about gender norms.
The thing is, like, coming out is separate from you accepting who you really are. So I came out at, 19? Wait, was that 19? Yeah, 19. But accepting myself fully, it took a while. It was like a process. So
that's here for the femmes. Femmes are leading the way.
Yes, and we...
Just like everything else in our history, right?
I mean, Stonewall riots, right? We always forget that. So thank you for your queries, Tia Maria Consuelo, Grace and Mimai, and Ross. Let us know how you would answer these questions yourself. We want to hear your answers, and we'll read them on a future episode.
That's our show. If you'd like to leave a comment or have a question for us, we will respond. You can reach us at...
On social media, we're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and CuriousCat at GamChat Podcast.
You can also email us your questions at gamchatpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail on anchor.fm/gamchatpodcast.
And we'll catch you on the next one.